The conference will now begin.
Okay. We're going to learn the Kavod, Rabbi Shimon, the Kavod, Lag Baomer, a Torah from Rav Kluger. It's found in Asicha B'Chukecha, Sefer Vayikra. You have a couple of pages, so just that in front of you. But I realize it's just too long, so I want to get to the part of this Torah that I feel that we'll be able to cover. So it's not on the first page, it begins on the other side, the second side, which is the paragraph on the right that says Koach HaDibur, Chibur Im Hazulas. You see that? Koach HaDibur? No? The heading of the paragraph is Koach HaDibur, Chibur Im Hazulas. Hold on a second, just getting this down, the technical thing. It's not there. Oh, it takes time.
I'll find it anyway.
It didn't come out. No, I made that give the wrong page.
I don't know. I think you did after something there.
It should be page two.
Oh, yeah, Koch HaDibur, yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Koch HaDibur, Chibur Mazulas, yes, Yasha. Okay, I said. It's a long Torah. There's so much to do in Lag Baomer. Because everything that we're learning is all Lag Baomer. We learn all year. It all comes from Rabbi Shimon, it comes from Lag Baomer. But there's one very, very sweet and simple thing that's really a follow-up from last night. So let's learn from where it says Koach HaDibur Chibur Mazulas Riyas Yaisha. Zol Sait Hadas Koach HaDibur Shemailas Midaber Yoseh Midargas Behem. Now everybody knows that during this time of Sfiras HaOmer, we're trying to lift ourselves up from the Madrega of Behem, of an animal that eats Sarim, that eats that the food of that orphan of the Omer, and we're trying to ascend to that level of Shulis when we have the Shtei HaLechem. Animals eat the barley, that stuff, and human beings eat the bread. So we're lifting ourselves up throughout Shulis Omer to try to ascend to higher levels of Das, to raise ourselves from being more animal-like. Yeah, in the middle of the Shir. Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
I'm gonna
sit here
so awesome. We're working with
okay,
that'd
be good.
Limited situation.
Talking to a lot of people on the phone. Okay.
Thanks.
So to be a person of Torah means the highest madrig of an Adam. But Adam is a bad das. An animal at the beginning when we just left Mitzrayim, it was very, very beautiful, but really, you know, that was a gift from Hashem. We weren't holding by that at all. In Sfiras HaOmer, we tried to go through Chesed and Gevurah and Tiferes and so on to make ourselves into Bali Das. At the Horesh Das. So, a Medaber, of course, is the Yosef Medagis Behema. It should be made Sfiras HaOmer, Oilin Mubchinis Behema, Mubchinis Oda Kumdubala El. Hiocholios bebalchai milus neflos. They're animals that have gewaldige milus. There are all kinds of qualities that animals have. There's a whole perek shira that tells us about each animal and what its unique koach. Ram roa rakis asma. But sof kol sof, what identifies an animal, as much as they try to personalize them, and we grew up like, you know, maybe I didn't, my parents didn't let us have stuffed animals and things, but. But you watch cartoons and you start to think that animals are like people. The emphasis is that an animal can only think of itself. They take care because they have this biological inertia to give birth and to get their babies on their way. But an animal, the emphasis, doesn't think about others, doesn't think outside of itself. Itself is also its need to take care of its young. That's just a biological instinctive need, but it's not to sit and think about others outside of my family, outside of the jungle. Bama doesn't have such an Indian. There's no das. Das means to connect. It means to relate to and to connect. So even the stork, that's what's called stork, huh? That bird, storch, yeah. I don't know, all the education my parents paid for. Okay, even that bird, the chasida, it's called a chasida. Mikomakom gamelas chesedrakim chavrasel. The Gemara says, even though it's wonderful when it comes to its own young, but it doesn't have a b'chlal, an inyan of, that bird doesn't have an inyan to be gamel chesed to other creatures. That's not its inyan. And that's the chasida. This is already a balas madrega, because it's so kind to its own. There's not a das to connect, to relate, to communicate, to think about others. That's the mile of a human being. That's the thing we were talking about last night, of tse ulamad, to go outside of yourself, to transcend yourself. An animal can't do that. Speaking is to communicate with others. And when I'm able to think of others and to communicate with others, then I'm rising from being a madrega of a chai, of an animal, to being a medaber, a human being. Is that Shama Chazal? She is lispar b'peh. Therefore, the din is that you can't just think of Svira Somer. You have to verbalize it. You have to count Svira. Ramzo zayis b'teivas tenufa, and it's a remez in the word Omer ha-tenufa, and tenufa, Chazal tell us, comes from the two words tenupeh, invest your mouth, speech, tenupeh. You have to say the words of Sphere. You can't just think about them. She is here in Mitzrayim v'achon l'kabal satayra nasas kasher yizoyecha l'dibra. As everybody knows, that in Mitzrayim, speaking was in a state of gullus. There was no communication. Moshe can't speak. Paro can't listen. The Jews are not listening. You know, no one's able to express themselves or hear what's going on outside of their own misery and smallness. And gula means being able to be a bendaz, to come to the Torah, to be people, or a medabrim, who think outside themselves and speak to others and communicate and so on. To be zecha tedibur, that's what Kabbalah Sefer is, chibur emazulas v'riyas yofya, to connect to somebody else and to see the beauty of someone else, to see outside of yourself. Koach zem nesgala b'yosef v'fnim yisatar. This koach, to see beyond oneself, this is Mezgala B'yoseh, which part of Torah is Mezgala is more than any other part of Torah? That's Pnimius of Torah. Rabbi Shimon's Chelik of Torah. Chelik HaSod. The part of Torah that's Sod, Pnimius. HaMachedes HaKol, that binds everything together. Mekol Chelkei Pei Reish Dalet, Pshat Remez Drush. Right, that's the Pardes, means all parts of Torah. Pshat Remez, Jewish, and Sod. But if you don't put the Samach of Sod, which is Kabbalah, Pnimius, right? If you're missing the Samach, then you have the letters Pei Resh Dalet. Pei Resh Dalet means what? Separation. Period. See, Sod puts everything together. Sod is the Sod of Hashem. That's in everything. You could learn a Pshat. You could learn a Blad Gemara and have no Shaychus Takar Shabaruch. Not to think once of who created the axe that you're reading about that's growing the other guy's axe? It was a shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a shaychus to anything. You could get lost completely in the Alma de Piruda, in the world of separation, when you're learning the revealed parts of Torah, Pshat, Remez, and Drush. But when you're learning Sod, Kabbalah is revealing Ki Hincha Echad B'chol Demyonis, that everything is Hashem, that everything is Echad. That's what Sod does. Then you have paradise. Then you have the beautiful orchard of the whole Torah. Yes, Sod Megala Efsha Elav Elu Devil Kim Chai. Not only that, but Sod is Megala. Sod brings all the different opinions together. See, we're going to talk about this a little bit. The students of Rabbi Akiva, they were great people, but they couldn't see each other. They were not, on their level, they did not communicate each one to the other in such a way to see the beauty of the other person's opinion. They couldn't see that. Because that revealed Torah, they didn't come to the Nekuda Pnimis that Rabbi Shimon did of Rabbi Kiva's Torah, which is sowed and sowed, is to be able to see that all of your opinions are connected to mine. In other words, we have what on the surface appear to be different thoughts and different ideas, but on a deeper level, Elu ve'elu de v'lekim chayim. Both these and those are the words of the living God. That's why when we count sphere, we see how it works. It begins with chesed shebechesed. So that's like, you have a person whose entire thing is just, chesed. Whatever, hatzolah and, misaskim. Just chesed, just chesed. So in an immature state, he can't see the milus of a Jew who's who's in his gevura, big yivesh shemayim, very medaktik and halachic. He can't see that person's greatness because he's just in chesed, shebechesed. And the guy that's in gevura, shebegevura, who's just in gevura, he looks at this guy what's with him? Like, does he spend his time? That's what he does. He goes around with ambulances and chavikadishes and what's going to be with his learning? What's going to be with his, and he's hanging out here talking to some lady about her husband dying. What's he talking to this lady? You shouldn't be talking to ladies. He doesn't see the beauty of the other person whose metzias is a metzias of chesed shebechesed. This guy's gevur shebegevur. This guy's chesed shebechesed. They can't talk to each other. They can't be friends. Rabbi Kiva students, they can't communicate. They can't see the other. Das means that there's now chesed shebechesed. Then you have something called gevur shebechesed, tiferes shebechesed. And now there's the integration of the different midas that I could see that from my perspective of chesed, gevur is important. There's something, my union is maybe chesed shebechesed or netzach shebechesed, but I could see that in the world, that my world of chesed begins to expand beyond my smallness, my own one particular nakuda. I begin to see outside. The guy gevur shebegevur, he begins to see, there's something called chesed shebegevur. I didn't think about that. Chesed shebegevur. Because that's what da'as is. You begin to connect. Elu ve'elu divlekim chayim. Both these and those are the words of the living God. He called Inyan sod, because that comes to us through sod. Without sod, like if I don't know the deeper part of who this person is, I dislike this person, I don't even know who he is. Without sod, without the secret, without panemius, it's peyresh dalad, period, separation. The students of Rabbi Kiva, each one had his own mahalach, and they weren't mechabed each other, and they're madrega. They weren't mechabed each other, and it brought to a terrible, terrible chorban. The whole Torah of that, everything was a chorban. That's what the tikkun of Rabbi Akiva's students was, with his student that was after that, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ki kol inyan sod is what? Hu shiro shnei mahalchim. In Pnimius, I could see that there are two mahalchim over here. It's not only my mahalach. V'kasha nochis l'sherish advarim, when I get to the root of things, this person also wants to serve God. He just does it differently. He does it with misaskim and hatzalah, but he's serving God every minute of his life. Because so it means to get to that inner point, which is elokus. So that's how this person is serving God. He was created by Hashem, but he has such a neshama of chesed. But inside of him is the same revelation that's inside of my way of gevura. It's inside, but I have to get to the sod. Rosh HaKol Echad. Only from that perspective of sod. That's what I was trying to explain last night. So Hashem took Avraham Avinu outside. Outside means, from that perspective, to be able to see things in a higher way than just yourself. That's sod. That's the koch of Pnimis HaTor. Liros HaKol B'Staklus Shel Or. To see everything from that with a histaklus of Or, of light, from that perspective of Or. Zemash Shomu Chazal. Sh'ach HaTreser Shonim B'Ma'ara. So Chazal tells that after being for 12 years in the cave, Yotzi Rashbi Ubenai, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Loza left the cave. Ranoshim Shachar Shemizam. So everybody knows the story in the Gemara, that they saw that there were people that were out in the fields plowing and planting. Omar Menichin Chai Olam Oisim Chai Shah. How could it be that people are not learning? Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Loza, they saw this and they said, people are, what is this? And Kol Makom Shenoson and Emi Admisrof, they start to look and burn up everybody, whatever that means. They start to set the whole thing on fire. Kasha Hoyu Eshnas Hayigim B'Mor. So Hashem said, Chizul Amalasom, I didn't let you out to destroy my world. Go back into the cave. And they were there for another year. Now, Yud Gimel 13, of course, is very significant because Yud Gimel means the 13 minutes of Rachman. Shu B'chinis Hamida, Yud Gimel, which is Vinakei. And the 13th of the 13 meters is Hashem Hashem Kavach Mekhanu is Vinakei. Vinakei means to see how everything is clean, is perfect, is beautiful. Vinakei. All sins are wiped out. To see only what's good, to see only what's positive. So they went into the, they went back to the cave to come to the 13th year in the cave, which corresponds to the 13th Midah, which is Vinakei. Hochu Be'er Shabbos Kodesh. Now, everybody knows the story. When they came out at the end of 13 years, it was right before Shabbos. Chozar Husaba, the Havanaki train with Daniyasev, right when Hashmos, they saw the old man running with two bunches of Hadassim. It was already candle lighting time, it was Ben Hashmoshes. Omulay Hani Lamaloch, and they asked the old man, Husaba could be Elyonovitz, because it's the grandfather, the old man. So Taisa says over there, when it says that in Shas, Hasaba means Elyonovitz. But they saw the old man. And they asked him, like, what are you running over here with? What do you have in your hand? The two bunches of Hadassim. I'm a little covered Shabbos. It's a covered Shabbos. I have Hadassim. Chad can I get Zohar and Chad can I get Shammah? I have two bunches, one for Zohar and one for Shammah. Omle Lebrei. So Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Lazar, to his son, Nu, Chazi kama chaviv in mitzvahs are yisod. You see how Jews love doing mitzvahs? Love doing mitzvahs. Now, remember what we were learning last night, that the Rabbi Shimon said always, Ananda Chavi Vusa Talia Milsa. The whole meaning of Rabbi Shimon is love. So what he said over here was, look, Kama Chaviv and Mitzvahs are Yisrael. Look how beloved Mitzvahs are to Jews. Ki Hadas, now the two bunches of Hadassim, which is, this is the makar of why is it that many people, especially by the Sfaradim, by the Chassidim, that they smell Hadassim by the Suda of Lel Shabbos. Ki Hadas, because by the Hadassim, I think they call it in English the myrtle, I think it's called myrtle leaves, but everybody knows what Hadassim are, especially if you have a daughter whose name is Hadassim. Ki Hadass, Allah Chayfin al-Aitzah. By the Hadass, the beauty of the Hadass, as everybody knows when we're looking for kosher Hadassim, the beauty of the Hadass is that the leaves cover the branch. They fold, they rise in such a way that it might be a triple, and they cover the branch, so you don't see the wood, you just see the beautiful, the way the Hadassim fold on top of each other and surround the branch. That's the hider, Chazal say, of the Hadass. U'mechasnes pnimiyusom. They cover the pnimiyus. U'betseisom, romzu lehem mishamayim shekol yudhi utayif. So what were they, there are many reasons why they saw an old man, Davka, running, and Davka, why was Ben Hashmoshes? But the Hadassim is a simon that you don't see everything. The leaves are the outside of the Hadass, and you don't see what's underneath. That Kol Yehudi Hutayf, Hashem is showing Rabbi Shimon Rav Elazar that every Jew, don't look only at the outside, every Jew has something inside. Ki yesh bo pnimius nisteres, there's a pnimius nisteres, there's a hidden inside. So who is this person running Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes with the Hadassim? So the Svarim say, "Who Asheru Charish B'Sadei B'Tzeis Me'Amorim B'Shanish L'Fenah." The Svarim say, "Ahu Sava," that he was the same man that a year earlier when they came out, maybe like 100 or 200 meters away, he was out there in the field, hacking and clapping in the field. He was working the field. He was a farmer. Only then, when they came out a year earlier, they saw him raking and plowing, whatever he was doing. We know they looked at him with a kapeda. What are you doing? How come you're not in the Vesemedrish? Ram Achash Nasa Yigimel. However, after now the 13th year, which is the midah v'nakei, to see things in a clear way. V'nakei, naki, clean, clear, to see through. When something is transparent, v'nakei, to see it, to see through it, to see what it really is. Heitivu staklusam lav. The same yid that they saw a year before, they're looking at him now in a different way. Because their immediate thing could have been, oh, it's you again? What are you dragging around now? It's almost Shabbos, and you're running around with a couple of flowers. They could have burnt them up again. Obviously, it doesn't mean physically to burn. It means burning means to discredit, to destroy in your mind, to think of something as worthless. So they didn't now. From Achashnasa Yigimel, because after that 13th year, Heitivu staklusam alav, ach, they have a new way of looking at him. Roboshu Isaac Bahadasim, and they see this is a yid. His whole mitzvah is hadasim. Zochav v'shamer. What is he? He works so hard the whole week. You know why? So he should be able to make Shabbos. So he should be able to have a beautiful Shabbos. And he's just barely making it home in time. And he's running. And he's carrying something with covered Shabbos. Zochav v'shamer. U'be'yoyisa menachish v'oyder v'stei hadasim v'shalo. And now it comes out like this. What was the field that he was working? What was he cutting? What was he working at a year earlier? Hadassah. They just didn't see the end of the story. They didn't see the pnimius. He was out there in the field hacking with some hadassah. What was he doing that for? Because finally, the week was winding down, and now he's going to bring home, to bring the smell of Shabbos into the house. And that's what he was doing a year before. They didn't see the maaseh through. They just saw, and they start to say, sorry, Mata, what's with learning? And they start to burn. They set him on fire, whatever. But what was he really doing? The guy in the farm was making a yichu k'shabichu shchintay. His whole life is Shabbos. His whole life is to be able to make Shabbos. Is yichu k'shabichu shchintay. That he's living mamish in the mitzvahs of Hashem Yisbarach. That's the sod of the person. The year before, they didn't see the sod. They didn't see to the core, to the essence. They saw that he should, Hakim, he's not learning, he's working. They didn't see the sod. That every second that he's working, even if he himself doesn't see the soda for who he is, but the soda is Shabbos, is that I want to be a Jew. Somebody, I was at a shiva this week, and she was saying about when her father was so sick. He like didn't recognize everybody, and he was out of it. He was ready, like he was ready leaving the world. And the son would come in. It wasn't clear even that he recognized the son, and he could barely talk. And he was trying to say something, and they're listening to me. And he was asking the son, "Don't forget, you know, you have to say your brachas properly. Don't forget. Did you learn yet today? Did you learn yet today?" He was a simple Jew, the father. But that's what he has left of him. Did you learn today? Don't forget to make brachas. Now, if they would have seen this guy a year earlier running with hadasim, then they would have looked at everything differently, and they wouldn't have started burning the world. Let's go the other way. Let's say now it's after 13 years, and they would see him not running with hadassim for Shabbos. They would see him working in the field. Would they have still had the k'peida? It must be that what changed was not the Metzias. Because the story, it could have just as easily been last year he'd been running with Hadassim. That wouldn't have helped the guy. They would have still burned him. And it could be just as easily this year that the guy would be out there working. And he would not have destroyed. They would have seen the beauty in him. So what must have changed was not the Metzias. Because the Metzias is, you're not in control of the world. You're not in control of the Metzias. There's one thing you have control over, that's yourself, how you look at things, right? You're in control of how you look at this person. You're not in control of whether the guy's running around with the covered Shabbos or the guy's out in the field working. You can't control that. The only thing you can control is, do I see to the penimius of this situation, or to look at, do I look at it, am I looking at it from Vayetzias Achutz, like, you know, from a higher perspective as a Ben Aliyah, or do I look at it from a small, silly perspective? That's the only thing that you're in control of. It's not the issue here is not a different scene, you know, a different picture. What changed in that extra year was the two of them changed. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar changed. I mean, again, Adem Adrega. It's not like they weren't Sadiqim before, but Adem Adrega, whatever that means. What changed was their way of looking at the same Maisa that they saw a year earlier. Now they realize, wow, you know, we saw the same guy when we came out last time, and he was out there working the field, and we mamish didn't follow it through. We didn't follow it through that this whole Indian of this Jew is Kutchevichu Shunte Shabbos. We didn't follow it through. It's not because, oh, I wish we would have seen last year that he was running for Shabbos. Last year they wouldn't have made a difference. They would have burnt him up even if he would have said Shabbos. So you want to prepare for Shabbos? So learn about Gemara. That's how you prepare for Shabbos. You're running out of flowers? It's not the Metzias. The Metzias is a Metzias. It's a different way of looking at the Metzias. They just had a new way of looking at the same person. Not last year's guy was a farmer and this year's guy is like some Shabbos guy. It's the same guy. But how do you look at that same guy? That's the thing. You understand? This is the tikkun of the students of Rabbi Akiva. How do you look at that same person? Shebitchila robo rakis ma'isav chitzayim, because a year earlier, they only saw what he was just doing. They just saw him working in the field. Harisha b'stei hadasim. They saw him working in the field of hadasim. La'achim ikein, but a year later, when they came to the 13th midah v'nakei, ro echshe p'nimiyuso toiva. They saw, oh, the guy's mom is beautiful. V'isekes b'kovet Shabbos kodesh. This is a person who lives for Shabbos. Yichu k'shebichu shchintah. And that's the secret of what it means, of svartim lochem. Which, of course, halachically means that every person has to count svira. You can't have somebody count for you, you have to count yourself. Svartim lochem. Ha'eres ha'lochem, histakel al ha'olam ba'ifin shel lechtekait. Svartim is a lotion of sapir, of a sapphire, of light. Svartim lochem means make yourselves lachem, yourselves, make yourselves into people who look at things in a lechtiger way, in a way that's with light, not in a dark way. Again, usvartim is a lashon of sapir, a shining, beautiful sapphire. Make yourself, usvartim lachem, make yourself into a person who wherever you go, you see things in a lechtiger way. You see things with light, not in a dark way. Usvartim lachem. Look at the world in the way of lechtekai. Say, mitzimtzumim ha'gvulus, right? Say, go out. Say, lomad, go out from the way of tzimtzumim and gvulim. Go out from the way of smallness, of tzimtzumim, gvulus. Behem, roya odom rakis atzmo. The way that you look at everything from yourself, just yourself. Go out of that way. Go out of that way. Va'alei al koach hadas. Ascend to that which is called Das. Atar is a Das. Koach HaMedaber, a human being who is able to see outside of himself. Liras is HaYofi Shebechol Yehudi, to see the beauty of each and every Jew. Zema Shom Rashbi. And this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would say, Anan B'Chavivus Atalia Milsa, my whole Metzias, my whole existence is what is Chavivus, is love. We see a din in Hilchas Birchas Aperis in the halachas of making brachas over fruit. Hashita Haimeris, V'chein Pasuk Rambam, Shechaviv Odif. That the highest madrega of a fruit, when you have to decide, you have a bowl of fruit to decide what bracha, which of the fruit do I take to make a bracha first. Hainush, after Pishay Shafan of Meshivas Aminim. Now the highest madrega of a fruit, of course, is one that Eretz Yisrael, one of the prayers that Eretz Yisrael was mishtabeach for, was praised for. Nevertheless, according to the Shitas of Rambam, Makdim Levarach Lachavis. In other words, if you have one of the prayers, you have a Zayas, you have a Rimon, right? You have a Rimon, a pomegranate. But you don't particularly like Rimon. You would eat it, but you don't particularly care for it as much as something else. Is there another fruit that's a chaviv that you really, really like? So according to the Shitas Rambam, chaviv kaidem. Chaviv comes first. Usham Rashbi, and this is what Rabbi Shimon said, Ananda chavivus etalia milsa. By me, everything is chavivus. Hainu af appreciates kailash amale samudelis ma'ay. Maybe you could tell me, like I've had, this conversation over the years many times. I'll have a girl, she's dating somebody that's not Jewish. And I'll say, what's the story? And she'll say, I dated many Jewish boys, and I didn't see anybody as good as this guy. I'm going out with this person that's not Jewish. So if you ask her, she'll say, the guy that I'm dating has this mila, has this mila, has that mila. He opens the door for me. He's polite. He is well-read, whatever. He's good-natured. He's funny. All the things that she likes. All kinds of milas. Gedolus ma'oid. Gevaldige milas. But Rabbi Shimon's mahalach was ananda chavivusa milsa, which means talia milsa, become chaviv in yourself. Like it says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Chibi Yisrael Nadas, I'm Chaviv in Yisrael. Means that she's not seeing to the pnimius of the Jews that she went out with. And in the world of Chitzonius, from that perspective that she's in, the non-Jews that she's dating have those milas, which is fine, but she doesn't see the Nekuda of the Jew, which is Chaviv, the Chavivus, Chaviv in Yisrael. And most likely, the guys that she was dating were not putting their best foot forward. I'm not saying I blame the girl, but because the Baruch Shalom sees through all of that. Rabbi Shimon sees through all of that. But it took him the 13th year to see through all of that in his Madrega. So there could be all kinds of milas. But Rabbi Shimon said, but I came to the greatest truth of all. That 13th year when I left the cave, I came to the highest truth, which is what? Chaviv and Yisum. Chaviv and Yisum. Just like you have other fruits that have all kinds of milas. But the one that I like most is the one I make a bracha on first. Chaviv in Yisrael. V'ananda chavivus etal yimilsa. Ha-chaviv esheyesh klapei kol ish miYisrael. Kiro b'chol echad es ma'alosa. Because the greatness of that ananda chavivus etal yimilsa is that when you have that love for another Jew, you're able to see the ma'alos of the person. See, that girl, when she's going out, she's looking like this. I'm looking for a guy that I love and respect. So, and that I'm attracted to. The Jews that she went out with, she didn't see the Pnimius. She saw the Chitzonius. I'm not so attracted to. The guy is whatever. He looks like this, looks like that. He's short, got a long nose, whatever it is. And he wasn't particularly polite and whatever it is. He had different Chitzonius. The guy that she goes out with, to her, they both have the same chance of impressing me. They're both on equal footing. The shaila is who has more milas. So she looks at the Jew that she went out with, physically and whatever else she was looking for, and she looks at the guy that she's going out with, and she sees, if I put one up against the other, the guy has all these milas. So she says, oh, I'm in love and I want to marry the guy. The Rebbe Shimon says, "Anam chavivus etali milsa." Akash Baruch says, "Chaviv in Yisrael." What's a chaviv? Chaviv means that when I begin this story with love, when I begin with love, and that's the metzias that's there to begin with, then I will see the milus of this person. If I begin with an akuda of chaviv in Yisrael because I believe that this Jew has a neshama, and even on the outside he's pretty rough. But I love this person because it's my flesh and blood, and chaviv in Yisrael, then I will see the milus of that person. When you love your kid, you see the milus of the kid. If you banish love the kid, you see the milus. Could be no one else sees the milus of your kid. But you could see the milus. Because why? Because you love the kid. It doesn't begin with the milus. You love your kid because he has those milus? That's ridiculous. You love the kid the second he's born. Does that have any milus? No, there's a have. And because there's such a chavivus, and under chavivus, a talyumilsa, so in Mela, you go past the world of Peres Dald, Pshat Remes Drush, and you go to the Sod. And you can see the miles. Strangers don't see the miles of your kid. You do. Because why? Because you love the kid. And because your whole Metzias in that relationship with the kid is Chavivus, I mean, Mela, you're able to see the miles. You following? It begins with Chavivus. So for this girl with the guy, again, I'm not saying by way of criticizing, it's that we're living in a difficult situation of time. But to her, there's a Jew and there's a guy. It's about, you know, let's see who's going to be able to impress me. So she's more impressed with the guy. No. So he wins the contest and he gets to marry the princess. Hashem Yirachem. He marries the pretty Jewish girl. Because she's not beginning the contest. There's no contest. I'm sorry to say it like that. I have no shaykhs to a guy. He's got all these milas, and he's tall, and he's blonde, and he's got blue eyes, and he's polite, and he's well-read, and he reads to me Shakespeare's poems, and he's tall, he's short, and he's got this, he's got a long nose, and his eyes are close to each other, and he reads to me, you know, he reads to me something from Bialik, whatever it is. I don't see this guy. It's not beginning with chavivus. She's not seeing it as herself. It's just two guys, and let's see who impresses me most. And if the guy is more impressive, that's the end of the contest, and the Jew loses. When Rabbi Shimon said "Ananda chavivus atalya milsa," chaviv in Yisrael doesn't mean let's see who I like more. It means that's a metzias. Chaviv and Yisrael, because I see to the pnim, just like I do with my kid. The teacher says this kid is hopeless. Your son? Hopeless. The principal says we're throwing him out of the school. And the mother's crying and saying, you don't know my son. She's right. They don't know him. She does. And the kid makes her crazy too. But why is he so chaviv to her? Not because of his milus. Is because she loves him, she sees his milus. The teacher or the principal, they don't love him, so they don't see his milus. That's the problem with the girl and the guy, you understand? She doesn't see the milus of a Jew. Achaviv sheesh klape kol ish miso ki roi b'chalechet es malos. Chaviv gematria chav beis. Chaviv equals 22. And 22, of course, the Asim, the Reis, are the 22 letters of the Aleph base. Chavivusa gematria nefesh. Chavivusa is the gematria nefesh. Sod ha-malchus ha-shechina kadosh. It's a good Ramazan. Zeh korach Rashbi. And that's the korach of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Zeh korach Rashbi. Shalom dem ter mitor chavivus ishtu ve'ehu. That's the tikkun of Rabbi Akiva's students. They learned Torah. They're a big Talmid Chachamim. But they didn't see the milus of his Torah and his. They didn't see the milus of them. But by Rabbi Shimon, the Shalom Dem Torah mitor chavivus ish le'rayu. Everything was chavivus and ahava. Uchetfilas harabi Rabbi Elimelech susi alenu adrabe. In the tefillah of Rabbi Elimelech, it's printed in most siddurim, a lot of the siddurim. So Rabbi Elimelech has in his tefillah adrabe. Tain believe Venus and Nira call Elchad Milus Chavarena Vlas Chesarna. Rabbi Shalom, help me to see the Milus of my friend and not to see the Chesarna of my friend. In the high time of Roim B'Meiron, which Meiron, it says in the Tuskamagi, said that Meiron is the Oisius in Logan of Rome. He says that Rimon, a pomegranate, is the, and Meiron is the same letters, right? Meiron is the same letters as Rimon. And you know the Rimon, that you on the outside, it doesn't look good. On the inside is where it has its, all the taste and the beauty and the fruit. That's, right? The Chazal compare even Peshim Shabam, even the worst Jewish sinner. If you cut him open, he's like the Rimon. The good stuff is inside. And where's Rabbi Shimon buried? In Meiron. So Isis Rimon. That's why Rabbi Shimon has such a chavivis. Because Rabbi Shimon is the world of Sod. And the world of Sod, you know how to cut open a Jew. You know how to cut open a Jew and to see inside of him. You can cut him open and see inside of him. That's why everybody's running to Meron. All different Jews, religious, not religious, Chassidim, Litvishes, Sfaradim, everybody's running to Meron, to be in that orbit of the one who loved them, of Yidid Nefesh Avir Achman, to be in that world. So this is a way of fixing. You know, when you do tshuva, it's got to be like, you'd be in the same situation you were in when you did the aveira. So this was the aveira on their level, the aveira of the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. So I have to come back to this now, of Oysa Mokum, Oysa Zman, a tikkun for chetif, the what went wrong with the students of Rabbi Akiva. V'hein Rabbi Shimon Bar-Yochai, also Rabbi Shimon a year earlier, what happened with him and his son, they were burning the world. Now they came in the 13th year to Venake to see things in a way of transparency and clarity, and they're able to see to the Pnimius of a Jew, the same guy that was the farmer, the same guy that was cutting Adas and that they wanted to kill him. Now they see that his homicidius is Yichu Kuchubichu Shchinta, his Shabbos. And that, because why? Because what changed was not this person, the same farmer. What changed? Because now that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Loza, they now look at the world through the eyes of Ananda Chavivus. And when you're in that world of Chavivus, you see the Milus, you see the Pnimis, you see the Sod of the other person, when you're in that place. Mevakshim v'tarha li'yibeinu la'avducha be'emes. We ask Hashem all the time, v'tarha li'yibeinu la'avducha be'emes, purify our hearts that serve you be'emes. Be'emes, look at the beautiful emes. Is the Rejatevis, Anan Bechavivusa Tal Yemosa. Isn't that beautiful? Be'emes. Because that's the emes. That's how you see another Jew, Be'emes. When you look deep inside with loving eyes. Be'emes is Rejatevis, Anan Bechavivusa Tal Yemosa. Will be made Tahara in these 49 days of Sphere? Mevakshim Tahar Libeinim. Right? Letaharenu. We're asking Hashem, purify us, our hearts. Bershom Tainli Lev Yehudi Amiti. Bershom, give me a Be'emes, a Yiddish Haaretz. La'avducha Be'emes. La'avducha Be'emes. To serve you in a way that's Be'emes, that's true. Ani avducha ben amasecha. I'm your servant, the son of your maidservant, also amasecha. U'betevas ben amasecha is also, v'shtevas anan v'chavivus v'tayim also. Ben amasecha, me, another Jew. Who are we? We're all your children. We're all your children. Ben Amasach is Anand, the Rashtavis, Anand the Chavivus, Italian Nelson. Right? Ben Amasach is the letters Be'emes Kain. Be'emes Kain. The truth is that every Jew is good. Be'emes Kain. Ki Taharis Alevi Re'ias Milas Azulas. Taharis Alevi is Re'ias. Milus Azulas, to see the Milus of the other. This is Mamish Dinin of the Tzaddik that we're going to be seeing in a few days. Reb Shaila Kostir. That's why everybody's so taken by Reb Shaila too. You see what's going on. Everybody's running to Meron to be by Reb Shimon. Everybody's running to be by Reb Nachman. Everybody's running to be by Kedushas Levi and by the Rebbe of Melech, to be Reb Shaila Kerstu. Because these are all tzaddikim that their most outstanding, they were in everything, but the most outstanding Inyan was what? Chavivus. First Chavivus. But all these tzaddikim, they were all tzaddikim of Anan v'Chavivus Italianus. Chavivus. So when you go there, you want to be there because you feel that this person gets me. The tzaddik over here, he understands me. I don't know, all the tzaddikim, they're very great. I don't think they get me. But when I come to the Kedushas Levi, he gets me. When I come to Rabbi Nachman, he gets me. When I come to Rabbi Shimon's like, call. Even though I'm worthless, he knows that I'm worth something. I myself don't even know anymore what I'm worth, but he knows that I'm worth something. He sees my marlis, which I don't see. He knows that I'm worth something. I don't see this. I don't see this on myself. I don't see this on myself. Kashnechnosim l'shavu shalhoid. Shekosav alkein b'zohar HaKadosh, which says in Zohar HaKadosh, Shivayim and Taram Psichne, for this, the whole week of Hoid, which we're now in, today is Hoid Shabahoid. The doors of Shemaim are open. Nechnosim atal Pesach Sheni, it's also earlier in the week was Pesach Sheni. Shanoshim b'bnei Yisrael, Shehoyu t'mem l'nefesh Adam, everybody saw these are people who are Tomei. They're Tomei, they're impure. Loyach l'asas ha-Pesach, they're not invited to anybody's Seder. Zach u'lom n'igar, they said, why can't we also have a Seder? Why can't we also have a carbon Pesach? This is during Sfiras Omer when we're trying to all become pure, to become medabrim, kiblu das, and to be able to have das. And das means to be able to see every person in the right way. Chibur v'stachlus nechayin al kol Yehudi. Him came. Yesh lohavim b'zeh shezaka zusha lom and nigara. This scream, this cry of lom and nigara, haysa zaka klolus v'yisrael. It's not just these people. It's a zaka klolus. All Jews during the sphere are looking for this tahara. Lom and nigara. Haynu shagam acheim v'nei yisrael ha'yizorakim l'meish rabbeinim. He says a very beautiful thing. That not only were those Jews that were Tamila that they couldn't bring the compassion, but all their friends, all the other Jews were saying, yeah, why can't they? They were all like cheering for them. Yeah, why can't they bring the Korban Pesach? Let them bring the Korban Pesach. Next page. Shlo Yisku l'hakiv es ha-Pesach. Ve'echecha Yisrach es kazois. Sh'an es ha-chinu v'heim lo. How could that be? We were zoichi to bring the Korban Pesach, and our friends are not able, our brothers, our friends, they can't bring the Korban Pesach. We can't be sober such a thing. Moshe Rabbeinu saw such a thing that everybody was saying, yeah, why shouldn't they have another chance? Give them another chance. Everybody was like screaming out to Moshe Rabbeinu. They were like holding, they were cheering, another chance, another chance, another chance. Lo menigara, lo menigara. The whole island was like cheering. So Moshe said, what am I going to do with them? I see that they came to a red madrig of das. They're already holding up, not by Kabbalah Torah. They already understand that to be a Jew means to see another person and to understand that they're not bad. Somebody's tummy, you don't get them. You have to try to understand them. Sheach noisiv esoyvel tzara eyu. Kashav Moshe when he saw that, this is mamish beautiful. This Jew feels the pain of another Jew. Omelhem imdu veshmo mayitzav Hashem lachem. Then Moshe Rabbeinu said, wow, this is amazing. I got to talk to Hashem about this. You're ready. You're holding in a good place here, Daddy. I'm going to talk to Hashem about this. He is a borrowed Shiyakan Dibra Meis Hashem. He knew this was going to be like a big inning with Hashem. This is like a major breakthrough. The other Jews are cheering these Jews and saying, give them a chance. Give them a chance. Give them a chance. So it must be that there's like a Moshe Rabbeinu saw something big is going on. This is a breakthrough. I got to talk to Hashem about it. Because when Jews are with one person, like one person with one heart, as a yesh kabbalah Torah mipiagvu, then it's already Hashem's going to talk about it. That's already a time for kabbalah Torah. And this we see an amazing thing. Shamida hamishis hoyd yesh b'shtei mashma uyos. Hod has two meanings. That's today's hod shabbat hod has two meanings. The week of hod. It means to acknowledge that he has another opinion from mine, and to be minded that there's validity. He has a valid way of looking at things. I don't agree with it. It's not my way of seeing things, but it's choshev. K'mayichein loshen yofi, and hod also means beauty. It's interesting. So it means to acknowledge the other, and it means to see the beauty in the other. Hod chava hadarechem. Well, I now move on halfway to a fellow. According to what we're learning, it's mamish amazing. Shayi Hoyt, and a Jew is called a Yehudi, from the word Hoyt. Shayi Hod, Lashon Moide Mechlal De Pligi. Hoyt, like Chazal say, Moide Mechlal De Pligi. When I'm Moide, it means that until now, I didn't agree. And now, I'm Moide, and now I concede, I agree. It means that beforehand, he didn't see the other. He didn't agree. Like you say, Lashon Gemara always, Maidim Chacham Rav Meir. The Chacham are not thanking Rav Meir. They're Maidim to Rav Meir. They concede. It means that until now there was a machlokes between them. And now he's saying, you know what? You made a good point. I was arguing with you. I didn't see, but now I'm Maidan. So you bow your head down a little bit and you say, I concede. Ki kfifas adas, halashon haidoya. Kfifas adas, the bending over of one's own das to see the other is a lashon haidoya. Kinevas b'meshach karma b'maidan. That's why we bend over. When we say Maidan, we put our heads down. Maidan b'nachnalach. Chazal say, a person doesn't bend down by modem, his spine becomes a snake. What's the snake? The snake is to separate between people, to make machloikis, that's the snake. His spine becomes a snake. In a kifa for das vitul the rayo nigga machas on my the mavato daitai, mishum shirayas hayoyfi vachain shavadivay ray. We see the yofi in the chain of another person. And when you believe in the yofi in the chain of the other person, then you go deeper and deeper into the other person, and then you begin to say, you know, there's some mila to what he's saying to me. There's a mila to what he's telling me. I didn't see the mila before. Even in an argument, you didn't see the mila because you're so angry, you're so upset, you didn't see the, you weren't in a place of chavivas with this person. So you couldn't even see the mila of what he was saying. Husband and wife get into a fight. He's angry at her. He's angry. Doesn't feel any chavivas. So he doesn't hear what her thoughts. He doesn't get her opinion. He says, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. But now once, whatever, they make up and there's a chavivas, then he says, yeah, I think I understand now what she was trying to tell me. That's how life is. You can't even understand the other person. You can't see the merit of what the person is saying if you're in place of anger and hatred. When you're a place of chavivas, then you could already see the milus of what the person is thinking. You can see the milus of what the person is saying. So that's why hoid, which is hoidaya, is the same hoidaya, which is to concede, to admit, to acknowledge, is the lashon of beauty. When you see the beauty in the other person, then you can concede. Then you can concede. Then you can see that there's merit to what the person is saying. Now, like Barim is hoid shabahoid. So hoid shabahoid, I just use hoid, shechen moidle diver chavero, use hoid shabahoid. So also bavad shamoida, eleroyas hoida vahador, to see the beauty, anan vahavivus atali milsa, no go kovid zebuza. So Rabbi Shimon's come to him, misakein, what wrong with the students of Rabbi Akiva. The day of mercy, the chinish is siphon, the samid is mace, the siphon is chilosan, nimsa shlag barim, who tferesh for tferesh. There are other ways to count. If you look at it from the other way, going backwards, and it comes out like by Mr. Fresh, if you count the last day of Sphere as beginning Chesed, then you come back like by Mr. Fresh, it would be Tiferes with Tiferes. Any Kabbalah like that. So Tiferes also means to see it. His backlash, I'll call you the Bovin, so you sell a Shabbachoyaspora. To see the pride. Tiferes means the beauty and the pride that Hashem has with every Jew. Same thing. Also, the beauty and the pride that Hashem has, Tiferes. So whether you count Sphere, of course, we count Sphere from the bread, but in terms of the Midas and the serious, whether you look at it from Lamala Lamata, Lamata Lamala, it always comes to the same thing, either Hoyt or Bahoyt or Thresh or Tavaris. It's the same in you. When does a person come to see such a thing? To look at things in a different way? When a person enters into the Matthias of Sod, into the Sisrei Torah, into the secrets of Torah. Because the secrets of Torah take you to a deeper place. Just go look down at the last paragraph on that. When you learn Sodas HaTorah, you could begin to see things in a deeper way, to see into the heart of another Jew. The Vilna Gaon said that if you don't understand the Kabbalah, that means you don't understand the Pshat either 100%. You can't really understand the Pshat without understanding the deepest Sod. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. If you don't know Kabbalah, you don't understand Pshat really either. Means that with the Koch HaSod, you're able to lift up and to see the beauty of the pshat as well. You're able to see the milus in the pshat. I feel it's on nomach b'yaisa, and even the lowest Jew, you're able to see, even the Jew who's most poshut, you're able to see his milus. Kiraka de koach elin kazesh al sisrei Torah, but only through this higher koach of learning pnimius at Torah, sisrei Torah, ev shalahari gam eila, shem b'chinis b'yus. You can see even the milus of those who are the seem to be very plain, or even worse than plain. Ki pnimius at Torah mi'ira sheesh l'raimim es anofel chanal. Because primus at the whole Indian primus at Torah is to lift up everything that is fallen. Lulashlich, not to throw it away. Elahovchelatov, to bring it back to Taif. Okay, therefore, Bekoch Hasod, with the Koch Hasod, Ronis Sod Hasod Shemachal Yud. You're able to see the Sod, the secret, the primus of every Jew. Afilu Hayorid Biyos, even the lowest Jew. Mezgalakoch Mailoisov, Kedushos of Yofi. You can see his Mailos and his Kedush and his beauty. Zashis Bechazal. That's what Rabbi Kiva said, but is cloud out of the Torah. That's the big principle of Torah. Rama ben Azai is Sefer Tol Zodim Gol Yosef. Ben Azai said, when it says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, Zeh Sefer Tol Zodim, this is the book of man's generations, of the story of man's history and life, that's even greater than Rabbi Kamach. For Huva Leel, Mashkosu B'das Kenim, Shemikra, the Mikra de Rabbi Kiva, Lo Shaminin Elad Alach Sni L'Chavach L'Savit. Sorry, Amma Kamarcha. From Behaplech Kamarcha, you can only see to love somebody as you love yourself. But my ass is this, you know, I hear his ass. What if you hate yourself? What if you don't love yourself? If the Kiva said the cloud of Behaplech Kamarcha, what if you don't love yourself? A lot of people, they hate themselves. So how are they supposed to love other people? So Ben Azai, Ken Hevi Ben Azai, the Eishloilochus, the Kroid Chaveru, Me Etzem, Me Yosachav, and Niver B'Tzelem Lekim. That's why he said, no, Zeh Sefer Tol Zodim. Even if you hate yourself, this is a human being. And a human being is created by Tzelem Elokim. So even if you have problems with yourself, you should get over that too, by the way. But even if you have problems with yourself, this other person, this is Tzelem Elokim. Zeh Sefer Tol Zodim. That's why he picked that pasuk. Because Zeh Sefer Tol Zodim means that every person, Hashem wrote that person, wrote that book, that person is Hashem's creation. And because of that, there's something good in that person. Metzim Hayes, Achav and Niver, Tzelem Elokim, but the Musa Elokim, also he saw. Metzim Hayes, Odom, Ramaz, with Zeh Sefer, Sheish lohar is adam l'stakal kol l'stakabol k'al sfira. That's why it says zes sefer. It's a lashon of usfatam lachem, right? Like a sapir. Zes sefer told this adam k'al sapir v'yahalim. Look at another human being. Zes sefer like a sapir v'yahalim, like a sapphire, a diamond. Kfisha pasuk m'shabech is bechir yisal b'toya sapir gazartan. To see the shining light of another person. That's the avoda during this week of Usrat Lachem. We should be zochet to see ourselves in that light. We should be zochet to see others in that light. And certainly Hashem looks at all of us in that light. And during the week of Hoyt Shabbat, we should daven that every one of us should see each other, our children, ourselves, in that way that Hashem sees us. And through that, we'll be zochet to see the faces of the tzaddikim. The Gula Hashem, if I meet this, maybe I may not remain zochet.
Does your Simmons struggle with